The availability of antiretroviral medicine is erratic in Manicaland province. Many people living with the HIV virus are being forced to walk long distances in search of the life-saving drugs. Casper Pound, who is living positively, says after walking the long distances to get access to treatment, many fail to get the medication regardless.
The shortage of cotrimoxazole in the province or in the country. I would specifically talk about centers that we have visited as an organization. In Mount Jenya, people move from Mount Jenya, which is in Ward 16 of Mutasa Rural. They move as far as Bonda, Tsonzo, Manika Bridge to correct their art. So in the process, they spend a lot of hours walking in the process. And you'd find, for example, on the 23rd of January in Sakuva here, people were not given cotrimoxazole or resupply because they were saying they were focusing on new clients. The old ones who have been on art should now start looking for the cot themselves to buy.
Pound explains in most cases, those living with the virus end up getting treatment that is meant to infants due to lack of medications.
Is it for children? At Sakuva Clinic on the 23rd of January, they were given 1 month supply. Then when we go to the MIPA concept, meaningful involvement of people living with HIV and AIDS, you would find that even NAC itself is not practicing the MIPA concept. As evidenced by the World AIDS Day, that people are not being given the chance themselves to lead the process. When we asked NAC about, we requested $60 to reimburse members of our support groups, we have come to an extraordinary general meeting, and I caught the response from the PAC.
He adds people living positively now want to be involved at every level in issues that have to do with the drug procurement and distribution in the country so everyone can have access.
Resources that we are currently receiving are received under ZNNP Plus. We are therefore obliged to disperse these resources strictly in collaboration with ZNNP Plus. We recently received a few resources for ZNNP Plus meetings. May I therefore kindly request you to quickly liaise with ZNNP Plus, who, although equally struggling to make ends meet, may spare a dollar for your meeting.
ZNNP Plus resources person here, who refused to give a name to Studio 7, says the office is under financial strain, hence its failure to deliver. Miss Margaret Upenyu says she has gone for months without getting her medication.
I have gone for 9 months and have not gotten anything. I am waiting for the full course and I am suffering.
An organization which caters for people living positively, Family AIDS Support Organization FASO, headed by Pound, demands that they get free medication and involvement in activities which have a bearing on their needs. Mutare Provincial Hospital Superintendent Abdul Ijaz says his hospital disposed expired cotrimoxazole last December after having received the consignment late. He adds the hospital is not sure when it will receive a new consignment of the drug to save lives in the province. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Loida Moyo.